That was a genuinely full episode. Apple hardware, a wave of AI model releases, a significant developer ecosystem acquisition, a corporate governance story that's going to reverberate through the open source world, and enough scientific and cultural material to make you feel like the internet occasionally still rewards curiosity.
If I'm picking one thread to carry out of today's coverage, it's the tension between capability and consent running through several stories simultaneously. Apple Watch listening ambientally for Siri recaps. Mathematicians wanting to know if OpenAI trained on their proofs. The AV systems collecting miles of behavioral data. Desert Ant Labs arguing for local models precisely because cloud inference means your data leaves your device. These are different manifestations of the same underlying question. As AI systems become more capable, who controls the data that makes them so?
From a business and market perspective, I keep returning to the Shopify Tailwind acquisition as the move that will be most analyzed over the next few years. Buying developer tooling that's already embedded in your ecosystem is a kind of vertical integration that doesn't show up in traditional supply chain analysis, but it shapes what gets built and by whom in ways that compound over time.
Time capsule moment. We should be honest with ourselves here. Back in May, we said on this show that Ukraine had struck its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea. Someone on our production team flagged this afterward, and they were right too. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of kilometers from any Ukrainian-controlled territory, and Ukraine has no credible mechanism to strike Russian naval assets there. That was either a fabricated story that slipped past our vetting or a geographical error we should have caught. We didn't catch it. We're noting it now because getting the geography of a military conflict wrong is exactly the kind of mistake that erodes the trust we're trying to build. We'll do better.
As always, everything we discussed today comes from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. Every single story, the Apple announcements, the DeepSeek model drop, the Shopify acquisition, the RSA factoring result, the Octopus surfaced because someone in that community thought it was worth sharing, and other community members agreed by voting and commenting. If any of today's topics grabbed you, the full articles and the comment threads are both worth your time. The URL is news.acombinator.com.
A genuine thank you to Claude Code by Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and to Perplexity, which is how we discover and research what's trending each day. These tools make it possible for a small team to put together a substantive daily briefing, and we're grateful for them. Also, if today's topics left you wanting broader geopolitical and market context, our companion show Intellijix Daily News covers world events, economic trends, and international affairs. Worth checking out if this format resonates with you.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters next.